I asked for healing, but it's coming so damn slow. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I asked for healing, but it's coming so damn slow. I thought you're a healing organization and a healing university, and that you're supposed to have healings happening all the time. Yes, that's true, we do. That's true. We don't call them healings, we call them wholeness. Wholeness happens all the time, and we are aware of wholeness. We are aware of who and what we are. We are aware of our original purity and integrity, and we keep ourselves focused on that. And as we're focused on our original purity and integrity, we are whole. Now, the minute we focus on something other than our original purity and integrity, then that's what we are. And we are whole that way. We are whole in whatever our thoughts are. If our thoughts are in the dumps, then we are whole in the dumps. If our thoughts are in heaven, we are whole in heaven. Now, what is heaven? Heaven is positive thoughts being demonstrated in every way. Now, why is it that if we're a healing organization, we don't teach healing per se? Why do we teach wholeness, not healing, but wholeness? Well, healing is the act of becoming aware of wholeness. Healing is the act of becoming aware of wholeness. Until you become aware of wholeness, you cannot experience it, because you will be in the position of not being aware of it. And when you're in the position of not being aware of it, then you're in trouble. Now, if I say this word to you, now think what you're going to think, this phrase. Think what you're going to think. Just be honest with yourself, but don't tell me. I don't want your honesty. In the ocean is a beautiful blue tint. And this beautiful, beautiful blue tint are a million zillion jellyfish, stinging jellyfish. And anyone who gets in the ocean by those jellyfish gets stung. And the stings are fatal. Now, what if you're swimming in the ocean and this beautiful blue cloud comes along and there's no way you can escape it? Could you survive? Could you survive by saying, I surround myself by my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace and all my plans are pleasantness? Could you do that? No, you couldn't, because you're not practiced in it. You don't believe it. You say, jellyfish, ah, that's the end. I'm dead. I'm gone. And that's not true. It's true because you name it and claim it, but it's not true because it has to be. There are many people who have come out of it who were totally unaware that they were in the same space as those jellyfish. Those stinging, lethal stinging jellyfish. They were totally unaware of it. They were living in their own harmony, in their own love, and the jellyfish did not descend upon them in the slightest. The jellyfish didn't descend upon them in the first place. But when they surrounded themselves with their pure white light of love, if they did, they were surrounded by their pure white light of love, and the jellyfish would not touch them. Now you say, boy, oh boy, that takes a consciousness. No, it doesn't. It just takes an awareness of who you are. When you walk through life, do you say, I am the pure white light of love, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasant? Or do you say, oh damn, there's automobiles around, they're going to hit me, and robbers, and they're going to do this, they're going to take my money, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. You know, what's that all about? That's not looking at wholeness, is it? That's looking at the lack of health, the lack of wholeness. Now, can we actually be so pure in our consciousness that we would be untouched? Well, in the first place, we wouldn't be in the ocean with jellyfish. We wouldn't create them coming our way. We wouldn't create them in our surrounding. We wouldn't create them, we wouldn't create them, we wouldn't create them, we wouldn't create them. But, do you hear what that says? We wouldn't create. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. Where are the jellyfish? They're not there. They turned and went the other direction. If they were there in the first place to turn and go in the other direction. But you see, when you are in the consciousness of believing that there is terror and horror and unhappiness in your life, you look out for it. Oh boy, be careful, the cars are very bad. No, you say, when the traffic is light, I'll walk across the street. And I may have to wait here for a half an hour. But when the traffic is light, I don't say, I got to go across the street right now, right this minute. I've got to do that. No, you don't got to do nothing. You got to, when your consciousness says, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and you can walk across the street whenever you're ready, and there's no traffic. But if you're worried about the traffic, it's going to be there and there and there and there. Just as soon as you make up your mind to walk across the street, choom, there comes a bunch of more cars. There comes a bunch of jellyfish. There comes a bunch of problems. Life is just that way. Now, what kind of a consciousness do we have? Do we have a consciousness that says all is in peace? All is in harmony? I live in my pure white light of love. Do you say that? I doubt that you say that, because you sometimes have uptightness about yourself. If you have uptightness about yourself, you're not saying, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. It's just that simple. Now, when are you going to surround yourself with the pure white light of love? How soon? And you say, well, now. Well, really, now? Really, now? I tell you to shut up when you're saying something that's negative and it's not being harmonious to you. I say, now hush, hush, hush. Now let it go. Let it go. Go away from that subject. Go away from that irritation. And you won't. I've got a right to be unhappy. I've got a right to be mad. I've got a right to be pissed off about this. I've got a right to it. I got a right. And well, you got a right. Well, when you got that right, you're saying that you're giving up your right to be in your pure white light of love. You're giving up your right to be surrounded by peace and harmony and love. You're giving up the right to be living in that area of allness that says all is divine right now. Now, can all be divine right now? It is. But you see, you are creating an illusion. You're creating an illusion. Could you win at the races every time if you wanted to? Sure. How would you do it? I always win. I don't know how, but I always win. I always get the right horse or take the right thing to win on. You know, I always win. And isn't that a wonderful consciousness? No. If you always win, where's your money? Oh, I don't even bet anymore because I always win. I just say, that's going to be Johnny by the nose. And then Johnny comes in by the nose. Why didn't you bet on it? Why didn't you? Well, why? I don't need the money. I have everything I want. When I choose something, I have it. I don't have to race. I don't have to bet. I don't have to win. I've already got it, you know? But, hey, that'd be so much fun. That'd be so much fun to win, you know? It'd be so much fun to always know who's going to win and bet on that, you know? Well, wouldn't it be nice to bet on yourself that you always win, that you're always on top, that you're always speaking your word for your perfection, your right action? I want to take a trip to Cincinnati. And so I'm thinking about Cincinnati. And all of a sudden, somebody comes along and says, hey, Herb, I got to drive a car back to Cincinnati. You want to ride along with me? Love to have you. You have always such interesting things to talk about. Well, thank you very much. What are you driving? I got to take this Rolls Royce. Oh, how about that? What a lovely thing to do. Or, I've got to take this Mitsubishi airplane.
Oy, oy, oy.
This beautiful Mitsubishi airplane. And would you like to come along?
I come too.
One of my friends in Minneapolis, Russ Lund, he had a Mitsubishi airplane. And he'd always wanted to take us everywhere in the Mitsubishi airplane. We'd fly out to INT, we'd fly here, fly there, fly everywhere. And we just loved going in his Mitsubishi airplane that he flew. And he was a multimillionaire, and he could afford it easily and had a good time. And he'd say, "Herb, don't you want to come along?" He didn't say that. He didn't say, "Herb, don't you want to come along?" He says, "Herb, I know you would enjoy this trip. Come with us." That's what he said. And, of course, I always did. But the thing is, what about you? You want to go to Cincinnati? You got to look it up on the Amtrak. You got to look it up on the race cards. You got to look it up on whatever and find out how much money it is, where to buy a ticket, and where to buy this. Well, now, you say you want to go. How are you going to go? You're going to just go. Or you're going to just be there. Wouldn't that be neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be neat,
isn't
you see?
It?
No, not isn't. That is neat. Not isn't it or wouldn't it. You see, that's what we normally do, the isn't and the wouldn't, because we're incredulous about it. But that is neat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, put these thoughts in your mind. Be the master of your consciousness and play the game as you know how to play it, knowing that this is a healing university, but the healing is already done. It is a wholeness university, and healing is the art and act of being aware of the wholeness that we are. Now, the trip to Cincinnati is something that's an illness, you might say, waiting to be fulfilled. And you just say, "It is done." And lo and behold, it's done. Now, are you ready to act that way? Are you ready to act on the idea that the original purity and integrity of any idea is its fulfillment? The original purity and integrity of any concept, any idea, any person, any place, anything, is its fulfillment. Now, if you're ready for that fulfillment, then claim it and say, "It is done. And I love it." Have a nice day, and know that the Absolute Philosopher says this is a wholeness university teaching about healing, being aware of our original purity and integrity, and living it and enjoying it. I love you eternally.